Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
So what's the astrological weather look like today? Navigating today's celestial alignments. So if we're navigating today's celestial alignments, what are the celestial alignments? Where are we today? Where is everything? Well, yeah. So, to begin with, we're going to go with the sun being at 15 degrees, Scorpio. It's moving away from a separating water trine. The sun is at 15 degrees. Saturn is at 12 degrees, Pisces. So it's separating. It's at the 3 degree, 3 degree engagement, separating. We have retrograding Jupiter at 19 degrees, 55 minutes, Gemini. We have Venus at 25 degrees Sagittarius, moving into a square with Neptune. Venus, the planet of love, five senses, what we love, expression of love, in Sagittarius, the planet, Sagittarius, the sign of beliefs, higher learning, beliefs about love and higher learning, with in a square, which is Mars energy, tension, and Pisces, with Neptune and Pisces at 27. And it's moving into that square. So when it comes to beliefs and your beliefs on love and what you love and what you value, Venus's value, Pisces can be illusions, confusion, you know, dreams. Are you moving towards your dreams and wishes, or are your dreams and wishes and value system kind of on shaky ground? Right? So, we also have the moon going to be conjunct. It's currently moving into a conjunction with Pluto, who is still in that engagement with Mars, who is in at 1 degree Leo. This moon going, and then the moon by this evening will go into Aquarius and will be in a direct opposition to that Mars and Leo, right? The moon is actually in detriment in Capricorn. The moon doesn't like Capricorn. It's in its opposite sign, and it's right next to Pluto, which has been in Capricorn since 2008 and is trying to leave on November 19th, 18th, 19th, somewhere around there. So the planet of transformation is meeting up with a moon in detriment while in opposition to Mars. Ooh, wow. Wowee. We also have Mercury at 6 degrees, Sagittarius. And we have the North Node at 5 degrees, Aries, along with Chiron at 20 degrees. Now, if I isolate, I say that Mercury for last because if I isolate it, right? Take away this Venus. I'm going to take away this Jupiter, Uranus. Take away this Neptune. Okay. Take away this Saturn. And take away Chiron. Right. You start to see something forming there, which is a triangle in the middle. Which is called a grand trine. So, a grand trine in fire between Mercury at 6 degrees, the North Node at 5 degrees, and Mars at 1 degree Leo. All in fire signs, right? Grand trine in fire. Now, the like I said, the reason this grand trine, so I said Mercury is in Sagittarius. The thing about Mercury in Sagittarius is that Mercury's in detriment. Mercury doesn't like Sagittarius. And it's hooking up with a Mars who likes to cut and sever and aggression. So you have the planet of aggression linking up with the planet of communication and information gathering while in detriment. While in a grand trunk. Grand trine and fire, while the moon is in detriment, meeting up with the planet of death and transformation, Pluto, while still engaged, separating with Mars in opposition. Mercury in detriment. So, with the grand trine, and fire, we should see, now putting those three planets together, Mercury, Mars, and Mercury, Mars, and the North Node, putting those three planets together, are you motivated towards the future? Are you motivated towards the future? Are you looking ahead? Risk-taking. It's about risk-taking. Courage. Assertive communication. Quick thinking. Assertive communication. Focused actions. When you put the North Node in there and all that, it's about that in which you are trying to strive for. When I'm factoring in the conditions of these planets with the Mercury in detriment, Venus in the sign of Sagittarius of beliefs, squaring Neptune, the thought come to my mind about what you're striving for. The thing you have been striving for this whole time. Why are you striving for it? Is it something you want? Or are you doing it because of other people? And if you're doing it for other people and you get that, if other people are not happy with that which what you achieve, therefore you are not happy. When you achieve something in which someone else told you you should strive for, how fulfilling is that? The sun at 15 degrees at the halfway mark of Scorpio season. What's Scorpio energy about? It's water. Water is holding on to things. Scorpio is about letting go of things. Is there thoughts, information that you have gathered, that you have valued in the past that's holding you back from reaching your future? You should let it go. People, places, and things. When I add that the moon at 25 degrees currently, moon's at 25 degrees currently. Capricorn, Taurus, Uranus is at 25 degrees Taurus. Back to a Venus rule sign. Value. And what's Uranus about? Unexpected, shocking, unexpected things. Woo! Mercury in detriment, engaged with Mars and the North Node in fire. A trine between Pluto, Moon, and the planet of shock and awe. Shock and awe. Technology. Yeah, technology. You know, it may be important to remember to stay calm and stay calm and stay centered with any news you receive. Good or bad, because and watch your reactions to the way you your reactions as in Sagittarius energy can put their foot in their mouth, and with Mercury in detriment and Sagittarius likes to run their mouth. I wonder if someone today could say a little too much. Actually, with Pluto being engaged, uncover some hidden truths that will kick start some things into action. Could be an interesting day, y'all. Could be an interesting day.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.